Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Losing all my innocence in the backseat. Say you love, say you love, say you love me. Losing all my innocence in the backseat. I literally cannot stop singing that song, even though it's Fork Addison Rae, because I'm pretty sure she's a Trump supporter. But damn, that Ben Platt cover that he did on the Las Culturistas Awards, good as hell, good as hell. But anywho, today's episode is going to be about my fitness plan for the fall. This podcast is no stranger to my struggles with weight loss and eating healthy. We've talked before about how I'm really comfortable with my activity level. I, you know, walk a mile, a minimum of a mile every day, and I play tennis once a week, and I picked up a habit of biking to work, and yet I wasn't seeing the scale moving at all. And a big part of that was because my eating habits were just not great. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. For me, food, I need to like the food that I'm eating. I know that sounds pretty basic, but I've heard people say comments like, you know, not every meal has to be exciting. Not every item of food has to be delicious. Like, food is just supposed to fuel you. I am not at the point in my journey where that is true for me. And what I found myself doing a lot was either eating a salad, like eating only salads for like 3 days, and then it was basically like a pendulum swing. I was either eating chickpeas and salads, or I was eating 1500 calorie meals, like one meal being 1500 calories. And I found myself, especially going for those like big, you know, huge like fast food meals or like takeout meals, because I felt like I was starving myself with these nasty little salads that I really didn't want to eat. And so nothing was moving and nothing was changing. And I actually, one day at work, I calculated all of the calories of, I let myself eat as many snacks as I wanted, like, because I was eating a ton of snacks at work. And so I let myself eat as many snacks as I wanted, and I counted up the calories. And on snacks alone, I was eating like 1,100 calories, which is like nuts. And so I just wasn't feeling it. I just didn't know what to do. You know, I tried so many different meal plans, and I just couldn't find one that I liked. I did Factor 75 and it always made my tummy hurt. I did Thistle and I just got sick of Thistle because it was just salads and chickpeas all day, every day. And yeah, I just was trying to find something that, an approach that worked for me. So what I'm doing right now, which I'll talk about in a later episode, is another meal service plan, like a throwback one, Nutrisystem. We'll talk about that in a later episode, probably. But what has been really, really working for me right now is fast food swaps. Especially because I was already going to eat fast food and I was already going to eat takeout. I got a TikTok on my For You page in late July, early August, and it was this guy who had lost like 110 pounds, and he was like, thank you to Smaller Sam PCOS for all of her fast food hacks. And he was like, now when I go to Popeyes, I get this instead of this. And basically, I get a lot of inspo from this one creator called Smaller Sam PCOS on TikTok, and she has all of these fast food swaps. So a great example of this is my usual Jersey Mike's order would be a number 8 Mike's Way with a if I was like really treating myself, like this is like I'm going to Jersey Mike's, I don't go all the time, I want to have a yummy Jersey Mike's meal. I would get a number 8 regular white bread Mike's Way with a cookie, with a root beer, with a bag of chips, Sun Chips. Altogether, those calories would probably total literally around 1,500 on one meal, and I would still be eating something else throughout the day, probably have different snacks throughout the day, have a different, you know, maybe even have two more meals throughout the day, right? And so instead, an example of a meal swap from Smaller Sam PCOS is getting a number 7, which is the turkey and provolone, no olive oil, but you can still get the vinegar, and still get white, still get regular size. And that sandwich is only 410 calories when you take, because like the olive oil alone on Mike's Way is 250 calories. And so I started doing fast food swaps. And so far, so good. I am recording this episode in August. And I have really, really been liking this. So what my plan is when I get back from New York, so I kind of fibbed a little bit earlier in this episode. I said I was already on Nutrisystem. When you guys are listening to this, I will have purchased it. I have not purchased it yet. When I get back from New York in September, that's what I want to do. And yeah, so I've been loving these fast food swaps. So another great example, oh, this one is so good. Chick-fil-A, you get the kale crunch side salad. You get a spicy chicken fillet, just the fillet. Zesty buffalo sauce, honey packet. Cut up the fillet, put it in the kale salad. Drizzle the zesty buffalo sauce, drizzle the honey. That altogether, only 410 calories. And if you're someone like me who eats only about two meals a day, then I add on an 8-count nugget for 250 calories total. It's like 600 something calories. And my salads from Thistle were 600 something calories. And these have way, and this actually has way more protein. I know that fast food is still not the solution, right? I know that it is still not the end-all be-all of my journey, but for where I'm at right now, this is working really well for me, and I'm still excited to eat, and I'm satisfying these cravings, and I'm in a calorie deficit, and I'm still focusing on high protein meals. So another thing I'll do from Chick-fil-A, and I know this is like basic, everybody already does this, but get a spicy chicken sandwich or a regular chicken sandwich and wrap it in lettuce instead of the bun, right, to cut out those carbs. So I have been loving these fast food hacks. So Smaller Sam PCOS has a ton. She also has like other kind of regular cooking and like easy meal videos. And then in general, if you go on TikTok or YouTube and you just look up like healthy fast food ideas, like type in the place that you want to go and get some healthy fast food ideas. I have really been loving this. So I'm recording this episode a week since I've started this, and I have lost 6 pounds this week, which is like the most progress I've literally made all year in terms of my weight. And so it feels really good to be like seeing that progress. So that's going to be part of the plan, is still having exciting meals that make me feel good while remaining in a calorie deficit and focusing on high protein. Another thing I'm doing for dessert, because I am a sweet treat girly, like I am the type of girl who I always kept a chocolate bar on hand because I would eat like half a chocolate bar every night after my dinner. So instead of that, what I do now, and again, this was a trick from Smaller Sam PCOS, the Built Puff Bar in the flavor brownie batter, graham crackers, cut the Built Bar in half, put it in between you get like two s'mores, but you're making s'mores. You basically get two s'mores, half of a protein bar on each s'more, and then I act to add a little spice, well, not literally spice, but I add a little dab of peanut butter, put the protein bar in there, melt it for 10 seconds or less. So you got to kind of watch it, because if you put it in too long, it'll get all janky. Melt it. Oh my gosh. It is so delicious. It is actually outrageous how good it is. So I have been loving that at night after my dinners, because it satisfies my sweet treat craving. It's only about like 200 and something calories, and those protein bars have 17 grams of protein. So I am absolutely, absolutely obsessed with this hack. So that's what I've been doing for my meal plans. I will give an update on how Nutrisystem is going to go later on, because obviously I can't eat a fast food meal every single day, every single meal, because that really starts to add up. But my plan is to have Nutrisystem for like kind of the main meals that I'm going to be eating, and then have my fast food hacks when I want something like exciting or like when I'm on the go, like for the weekends or whatever. So yes, that's been my meal eating, and it feels really good, guys. Like, I have been eating in a calorie deficit, and I don't even feel it. Like, I don't even feel hungry. I don't feel unsatisfied, and it feels really exciting to have something that feels like it's working for me. Especially because, like, I just feel like this really, like, strong sense of clarity around working out and eating healthier, like, really taking out a lot of the vanity of it. Some of it's still vanity, but like really just wanting to, just feel better. Like literally just feel better. So that's been really good. Now in terms of exercise. So a lot of things are staying the same, but the biggest thing that I have changed is walking an hour every morning rather than walking about 20 minutes, which is like a little over 20 minutes, which is a mile. So before my daily goal was just like, go to the track by my house, do a mile, call it a day. Now I do a full hour. That full hour is about 2.5 miles for me. And that pumping it up to that full hour has completely changed the game in terms of results. So what I started on Wednesday, September 5th, was walking the length of the top 100 albums for 100 days. So that's a series that I'm doing on TikTok that you can check out. And it's not like me like rating the albums, but it's really just kind of having like a fun thing to look forward to on my walks. So it's like start my walk and then I'm going to listen to an album. And so however long that album is how long I'm going to walk, and then I can break it up. So for example, like Usher's Confessions is like an hour and a half. So an hour in the morning and then 30 minutes at night. So that's been just like, that's going to be a series that you can keep up with on my TikTok, which is at Holy Justice, 3 S's. But everything else is pretty much staying the same. In the fall, when it starts to really cool down, I want to start going to tennis 6 times a month. So I go 4 times a month. So I want to start adding in some Wednesday nights. I'm going to keep biking to work, but depending on what I got going on, because now I have a writer's group on Tuesday that I need to drive to work because it's too dark at night to bike home when it ends. So what I want to do is bike a minimum of 1 day a week. So that day will probably be Thursdays. Because if I go to tennis on Wednesday, so if I don't have tennis, I can bike 2 times a week. If I do have tennis on Wednesdays, then I'll have to only be able to bike once a week. And then go to yoga when I can. Hopefully get to yoga at least once a month. That'll be kind of the goal. And then later fall, pushing into winter, maybe even not even doing this until January, natural stagnation and slowdown is going to happen. So if that does become the case, adding in some Grow with Joe on YouTube, some of her videos. So yeah, I feel really good about this plan. Like I'm feeling very like clear-headed. I'm in my Saturn return right now, and I am going to do an episode about what your Saturn return kind of means for the different houses. But I'm in my Saturn return right now, and my Saturn return is happening in my first house, which is related to appearance. And so I do definitely feel this motivation to like change kind of drastically a little bit, like kind of drastically a little bit. And I'm excited. I feel really good. Like I feel just like this weird sense of clarity, and I don't feel this like hesitation. Like I just feel like this is something that I want to do. And maybe part of it is like because the world is so crazy right now, this is something that I can control, right? And so maybe I'm just like clinging to this sense of control, and this is making me feel grounded and stable. And it really is. Like I'm feeling very grateful to be so stable with where I'm at, even though some days, you know, especially before, like it's always that idea of like, I need to move. I need to do something to change my life. I need to go somewhere. I need to do this and do that. And now I'm like, actually, no, at least for the rest of the year, I want to be in LA because I know where I can walk. I know I have my tennis club. I know I can bike to work. So it's like I have all these kind of systems in place that bring me a lot of stability, especially on this journey. And so, so I'm feeling very, very, very good. And I'm really excited to continue on this path. And I'm excited to keep you guys updated because, as you know, I've been very vulnerable with this journey on here and how hard it's been. And, you know, everybody is different. This is like, I still want to be, I have no desire to be thin. I want to lose some weight, but I still want to be like a plus size girl, like a thick girl. My dream weight is a lot of people's nightmare. It's like, if I told somebody my goal weight, they'd be like, what the fuck, bitch? So yeah, I'm excited to just keep going on this. So that's kind of, let me just kind of recap what we're doing for the fall. It is lock-in season, guys. We have 4 months left in the year. Like, this is really the time to lock in, achieve those goals that maybe you missed out on earlier in the year. But just a recap for what I'm doing. Focusing on healthy swaps, whether that be fast food items or even just items at home. For example, instead of eating chocolate bars after dinner, I'm eating the chocolate protein bar melted, and it's like literally even better than my chocolate bars. So focusing on healthy swaps, making food still exciting and something that I want to enjoy, because I'm just not at a place in my personal eating journey where I can eat something bland and do that every day and be okay with it. And then secondly, keeping up the movement that I was already doing, but really having a huge focus on increasing my step count. I have already been, you know, that has already been so amazing. So really just, yeah, focusing on having a higher step count. Tennis and biking are gonna primarily kind of remain the same. And then as we see stagnation over the next few months, hopefully not anytime soon, layering in more tennis and layering in some fitness YouTube videos. So that is my fitness plan for the fall. I will continue to give you guys regular updates on how things are going. I hope even by the time this episode airs, I will have lost even more weight. So right now we're 1 week into this plan and I've lost 6 pounds. By the time this episode airs, we'll be about, 6 weeks into this plan. So I'm really excited to see where we'll be at. Maybe I'll come back and edit and give an update. Maybe not. But yeah, so thank you guys for listening to another episode of In Jess We Trust. I'm your host, Jessica Johnson. See you next week. Signing off.
In Jess We Trust.